You gotta stay hungry like the wolf. That's the only way to get through this. You gotta have the heart and soul of a wolf. You said we got a caller. You go ahead and open it up for me.
Okay. Yeah, man, we got. Excuse me. Sorry, I was pushing some buttons.
That's probably my fault for going too early.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give me a second.
I've been known for going too early.
I like my slow fades. So you know, anyway. all right, we got Claudia here in the line.
All right, thanks, Claudia. What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, well, you know,
and it's like, where to begin?
Well, okay. I think 4th of July is now my least favorite. Holiday.
Well, I know it's my dogs.
But you know what? Thanks for that segue, because we were talking about it yesterday on Facebook, and I was like, man, all of nature and everything. I've seen does with their two little babies running all over the place, because a lot of animals are living in our suburbs now, if people haven't noticed. Why do I not pay homage to this flag? Well, this is when we gained our independence so that we could establish a new nation through genocide and slavery. Why should I be proud of that?
We could be a country that has only not been at war for 16 years of our entire existence.
Isn't that something? So, thank you.
Yes.
We're the most violent nation there is.
We really are, in every way imaginable. And, you know, we get out of Afghanistan, everyone yells and screams, but I think they knew they were going into Ukraine. I don't think any of this just happens. I think there's planning here. I think they want to starve a lot of people in the world.
And I think that the president of Ukraine would probably be in close agreement with you. He's been asking for help, help. Yeah, a lot of talking,
NATO,
not much walking.
I think NATO should have gone in there. What the hell? Why didn't you get in there and fight it?
You know why? Because there's enough people left on this planet that figure, well, if it's not me, you know, I don't want Putin to destroy the world. He is destroying the world. No. And so is the United States Supreme Court and Congress and Senate.
You know, this Supreme Court, here's my feeling about it. I've been a legal secretary for many years, and I just came upon this a couple years back, but I do not think we can need the Supreme Court in this country. We have Supreme Courts. The Seventh Circuit is the ninth.
Yep. Oh, did we
get to that level? Oh. You know, so what do we need these? They work directly for oligarchy. They always have. And I think, you know, now they're going to go turn something over in North Carolina that's going to basically make it so that the Republicans can win every election in every state without the most votes. So I just, said something. And these were intellectuals, like, I'm out of college.
You're breaking up. But yes, I mean, everything that you just said. So you got other callers too? No.
Yeah, we got Northwoods Terry calling in. So
Northwoods Terry, put him on.
I know Claudia was on the move, so.
Yeah, something happened. She was breaking
up. But that's
there.
All right. Northwoods Terry is here, so we'll talk to him too.
What's up, fella?
Yeah, great show as usual, fellas. I just got a friend of mine come up from Madison, delivered a Capital Cap Times dated May 4th, 2022. And it talks about a state senator named Melissa Agard talking about cannabis in her article here.
She's my senator.
And here's what she says. Yeah, I would say she would be.
She is.
Box. Yeah. But here's what she says about cannabis here. The most dangerous thing about cannabis is that it's illegal.
Right, exactly.
And then another point she makes, Wisconsin has increasingly become the island of prohibition, and we are missing out on more than $165 million dollars in state revenue for every year we do not legalize. I thought that was worth saying.
Yes. I mean, and listen, she's been there from the start. I met her and her family at the beginning of the protests, and she became a senator after putting all this effort in. And she's the best senator we have in the state. I she's a DC kind of candidate for me, but you know, because listen, I'm telling you that we can't, no matter how many good Democrats we might have in office, and I question some, okay? They don't go far enough. Stop with this nonsense about calling it a Christian nation, people. This country was established on the fact that it isn't controlled by a religion, right? We have laws, and then you have the freedom to go to whatever church you want to go to. But, you know, they want to do this white God stuff on our asses in it. It's gonna have to backfire, man. It's not real, okay? We shouldn't be allowing, you know, religious schools to do stuff when we don't allow other people that have a different faith to do stuff or a different color of skin. Which reminds me, I mean, Brittany Griner going to prison for, they're like, oh, you know, transporting and what, she had like less than a gram of hash oil. It's like one vape. That's like one cart. She had like two carts and together it was like about a gram. That, oh my God, people. But you know what? Get upset about that. But every day in this country, brown people get thrown into jail for having a freaking joint in their pocket.
A second point, pizza box.
Go for it. Or did you mean me?
Are you still there,
pizza box? Yeah, I'm here, man.
Gotcha?
Yeah.
Okay, the second point, you like this. Watch out for turtles, a big sign. That big sign somebody painted, hand painted, watch out for turtles. I knew you'd like that.
Well, and I've been seeing that. I saw a sign that says reptiles and amphibians, but it didn't stop somebody from hitting a painted turtle. But I have saved two snappers on that same section. So, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling again, Terry.
You bet. Yep, bye.
All right. And I met Northwoods Terry down here in southern Wisconsin. Who's next?
Claudia's back.
Okay, Claudia. Are you stationary now?
I'm not, but I will be. I was just driving right outside of Cambridge, you know, on 12. I mean, why would that not have service?
Oh, hey, you know, the service, everybody's phones have been going haywire lately. Maybe it's these satellites crashing into the moon and stuff. I don't know.
Sure. I don't know. They're probably doing something, stealing votes or something.
I think artificial intelligence sounds stupid to me. I like, you know, not artificial intelligence, like mine.
I agree. So anyways, you know what? This Supreme Court, we don't need them. We should get rid of them. That's my feeling.
Well, they aren't elected. So how is that democratic to appoint people that aren't elected and aren't held accountable to anything and can overturn and take us back 100 years?
Yeah, or more.
Yeah, maybe more.
That's what they're doing.
Well, you know, I always wanted to know what it was. I always wanted to know what it was like to be a Neanderthal. We're getting close.
Yeah.
Actually, I should just go ask Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert. They're Neanderthals.
Right. So these people, but I get so tired of hearing about, oh, let's enlarge it. Why? It's not a good institution for the people. It serves oligarchy. They do whatever those guys want. That's their political prostitutes, the oligarchy. So they don't do anything for this country. I'm like you. You know, I'm going to Colorado in 2 weeks because my little baby granddaughter is going to be 5 months old.
Awesome.
What world are these kids going to have?
Oh, hey.
Even, you know.
Well, the goal for me now is to live close enough to my grandchildren and my son and his family so that I can be there when those final, you know, rockets go off, whatever.
Hopefully
I'm going to be with my loved ones, man.
You know, yeah, I hear you. Mine are all over the place, too. But I was reading an article, and it was about some professors, and I can't remember the college, but they study this kind of stuff. And they said, we're not going to have a civil war, like which all the white supremacists would love. They said, it's going to be like what Ireland had. It's going to be like the trouble, where we just have this going on for years, you know, little things happening here and there. And I really think that is going to happen to this country, because where do we go from this? With the Supreme Court, after these elections where they steal them all, because the Supreme Court is helping, what is going to happen here?
More organized.
And these intellectuals say troubles, Ireland.
It's organized chaos. They love that.
Yeah.
And I have ADHD, so it's probably easier for me to deal with them.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, I thought I heard you guys talking about cannabis. I am on my way to Illinois, so.
Yeah, well,
my beautiful home state.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I don't like going to Illinois anymore.
Well,
I like the black market, man.
I have friends.
Black market's
okay.
Good.
That's what I'm getting, black market in Illinois. So.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. You know, if the Republicans were smart, they'd make my world more miserable by legalizing it, and then it'd be taxed, and then I'd have to spend more. But no.
It's just the dumbest state, Wisconsin, because there's a lot of red ones that have legalized.
Yeah, Mississippi, Alabama.
Right. I mean, what is going on here? This used to be considered one of the smartest states in the union.
Yeah, that was before they destroyed public education and the environment and the farms and the jobs. And thanks again, Claudia. We're going to be going to a break. And, you know, it just
nice
it gets worse.
You.
Yeah, you too.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it gets worse by the hour. Ugh. 1979, dude. That's my senior year. It seems like so long ago because it was.